to episode 4 of Tea Time, the only fantasy football podcast dedicated to the Tea with Miss McGill Fantasy League. Special guest today, Tallahassee Warhogs owner Craig Willis. So, she said, have I got a little story for you? What you thought was your daddy? Well, here we are, a special guest, recurring guest, Craig Willis of Tallahassee Warhogs. How are you doing today, Craig?
It's fantastic. Happy to be the first reoccurring guest on the pod. I must have done so well the first time, huh?
Yeah, well, and hopefully, as you noticed, he figured out how to use a microphone since last time, so we got that going for us, and we'll go from there. Only up.
The ladies like it when I, you know, talk nice and gentle-like.
We're not doing any private part stuff here, all right? Keep it PG.
Well, you are in the bedroom.
Well, we are in the bedroom of my lovely home here and enjoying it.
Whose home?
Our home. I live here with my girlfriend, Katie. It's called Our Home.
Oh, okay. We're there. We're there now.
We live here.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for the beer when I first walked in the door and the koozie.
Well, you know, it's been a little rough day for me today, you know, up till 2 a.m. watching the Cubs lose. And then I had to go to work, so I got about 3 hours sleep.
Lose what?
They lost in the playoffs, Craig.
What's that?
Well, being a Baltimore Orioles fan, I'm sure you don't know what those are.
I don't even know what 50 wins look like.
No, the playoffs ended last night for the Cubs. So really what that means is bad news for the rest of this league because I've been dividing my time between research for the Cubs and, you know, watching games and that type of stuff and dominating the fantasy. Well, all that time spent in the Cubs is now strictly fantasy football, tinkering with the lineup, just a little tinker. Waiver wire pickups. You guys are all worried about weeks 5 and 6. I'm looking at 15 and 16 already down the road. Just that's bad news for the rest of this league. Okay. That all of my attention, as Mark Zuckerberg said, you can't handle all of my attention. You guys can't fucking handle all of the attention that I have to dedicate to this league.
Give a guy a taste of first place and he doesn't know how to handle it. Holy shit.
It's not only first place. We'll get to my team later. It's not first place. It's fucking domination.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Big talk out of week 4 there.
Hey, that's one third of the season. One third of the season.
Yeah.
Mercury Morris, I'm coming for you. I'm going to fucking go undefeated. That's the goal this year. Nothing else will be satisfied.
God, I hope you lose so many.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen. We're on a mission from God right now.
Oh, okay. I'm glad he sent you down to us.
Well, I mean, you know, he doesn't really give a fuck, but hey, I'm here.
He definitely doesn't give a fuck about red hair.
No, well, you know, let's just get into the first matchup of the week that we're going to cover here. We have the lowly Sausage Mittens.
Oh, 0-4 couldn't happen to a better guy, you know?
It couldn't. I mean, 99 points.
Feels so bad for him.
He had projected points of 109.
Oh.
So he undershot.
109, that would have been a tough score to beat.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's really amazing here. Let's look at this team, dissect it, if you will. Big standouts, you know, Ted Ginn Jr., 10 points. I don't even know how that's possible because a catch is worth one. So he got 10 yards without catching a ball. So it's a rushing 1 yard.
Yeah, hard yard.
There's a hard yard.
It was a hard yard.
Really earned it. Miami's defense, 0 points. Seriously, Miami's defense against Tom Brady after Tom Brady just got embarrassed. Like, you thought that was going to work out well for you?
Well, it's just a toilet bowl game. I don't really like to talk about those two teams. But they could have been negative, like some other guys in the league, but...
Yeah, well, he did start a defense, so we'll put a point up for that one.
Yep.
And then, you know, he's got Nick Chubb there on his bench putting up 22 points. Very well. Could have probably replaced the running back that had 2.7 points.
Well, Green Bay is really known for their strong running game, so their running backs are really put up big numbers in the fantasy world.
Well, actually, their starting running back this week put up 15 points, but he's on my team. He's got his backup there. So
I'm just glad that somebody's worse than I am.
Yes, that's, I mean, he's holding on to 12th place.
He's not holding on. He's got a death grip on that motherfucker.
He does have a death grip. It's one way to do it. And then we'll talk about the winners here.
Broken so, wing Marcel, huh?
Yeah, Marcel, welcome to the whim column. He's got two in a row. That's a streak.
Ooh.
So everything's been going well for him since he got his labrum fixed, apparently.
I guess, you know, lucky labrum.
Yeah, well, he does get to carry around a ball in his hand at all times, which I'm sure you're jealous of.
Well, I carry two.
In your hands?
Yep. Where's my right hand right now, Dave?
I can't see it.
Exactly.
Well, that's disturbing. This is my bedroom, after all, so let's keep it in your pants.
Hey, at least Katie's got to be pretty happy. She's had 3 or 4 weeks now of real men, actually, in her bedroom.
Yes, that's a 4-week streak. That's a winning streak for her. Not for me, but for her. The Marcel got some points out of the red rifle there. Dalton putting up 25. Turned into a top 10 fantasy quarterback here overnight.
Who would have thunk it?
The Ginger Coalition thought of it. I mean, he is the vice president of our group.
Well, you know what? When I'm jealous and I have Aaron Rodgers, something's not right with the universe.
That is true. Tight end play has been a little bit of a problem for him there. He's got George Kittle on the bench, 24 points. Howard on the starting lineup, 0 points. Luckily, he was playing a bye week.
He was playing a bye week, the new bye week. Josh has shed that title, and Sausage Mittens, they're eager to pick it up.
They do have a firm grip on it now. Not much else to say about that team. Sausage Mitten moved to 0-4, 12th place, least amount of points in the league. You know, kind of how you get in last.
It's making me feel better about myself. I appreciate you, Jason.
Someone's got to, because it's got to be difficult these days.
You have no idea.
So we'll move on to the second matchup of the game here that we'll talk about. And
who woke up Ezekiel Elliott?
The Detroit Lions woke up Ezekiel Elliott. That's the answer to the trivia question.
they're good for that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, we're playing like shit. We look horrible. Zeke has not gotten going. Dak Prescott hasn't thrown for 200 yards in like 6 weeks. How can we solve this? Bring on the fucking Lions.
Yep.
Goddamn Lions.
Well, it's good to see Wooderson put a beating on Khan after Khan really just tore me down on this podcast last week. So I'm glad to see he's back in the loss column because he deserves it.
Does he? I mean, he really does. But what I want to talk about is it brings the first controversial topic of the week. People had problems with the Howard for Showtime Mahomes. What's his name?
Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes. That's what I said. Showtime Mahomes.
He did.
Yeah, they call him Showtime.
Congratulations, you got that one right, Dave.
Fuck, it's a long name. You know how many letters are in that name? It's like 7.
Yeah, well,
so
two syllables.
But
always tricky.
Howard for Mahomes was the deal between Wooderson and dropping loads there, and everyone had a little bit of a problem with it. Well, it worked out well because Howard, his new running back, got 2.5 points.
Solid.
And his old running back, Cohen on the bench, had 30.
Who the hell are you, man? I just fucking knew.
That's got to be a kick right in the dick, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why you don't start the 1-2 Chicago punch running backs on your starting roster, but, you know.
Well, he had to get that flex play out of Hyde, who did have 14 points, not bad, but definitely left a lot of points on the bench. And luckily for him, OJ, Joshua, did just as dumb by sitting the boat. What is one rule of fantasy football? Don't sit the boat.
No, the boat always floats.
The boat always floats. Blake Bortles on his bench with 25 points, but he's starting that future wannabe Russell Wilson, drinking his Jesus concussion water, trying not to swear, having
saving
no
it
sex.
For marriage. Yep.
Saving it for marriage. That's how you get 8 points. The boat doesn't save shit for marriage.
There's a lot of ugly guys out there that would love to not save it for marriage, but they're forced to. and he's out here just showboating it.
Yep, showboating, like, oh, yeah, I don't need to do that. And then, of course, former Buffalo Bill, he's played for like 7 other teams, I think, but Watkins, 0 points.
Yeah, I was watching this game with Josh, and it was kind of fun watching his reaction, was not figuring out that Watkins was not in the field in like the end of the first quarter, and subsequently finding out that he had a boo-boo and couldn't come back to the game. That's why he couldn't toughen a Buffalo. We only have the strong. The tough guy is up there in the tundra, and Sammy Watkins is a little bit of a bitch.
It appears so. Just can't cut it. But luckily for Josh, he started the Jacksonville running back that actually scores points, T.J. Yeldon, as opposed to another guy that's on your team that does not put points on the board.
That just hurts.
It should. I mean, it really should. I don't see how else it can't. Definitely not what you're looking for there. And Waterston did put up 23 points from the defense.
That's pretty solid in our league.
That's pretty solid in any league. And the moral of the story is start any defense playing the Buffalo.
We're going to get to Minnesota pretty soon. And they had a pretty piss-poor week this week. And I think that's a symptom of getting dominated by Buffalo last week.
Yeah, they cannot recover from that. They probably won't recover all year, actually. Minnesota might be done.
Who can?
It's cancel the season for Minnesota. We'll call Reed up there, tell him don't bother coming down.
You get curb stomped by Buffalo in week 3. You know you're in trouble.
They have the same record as you.
Yep. All right. Well, don't they have a tie?
Buffalo does not have a tie, though.
No, but Minnesota does, right? They're kissing their sister.
Well, in Minnesota, I think that's all you can do is kiss your sister, right? Ooh, I mean, if it's not your sister, it's your cousin.
When the lights go out.
And better than your sister than your mom. I mean, it's the whole Minnesota thing.
Whoa. Why are we putting handcuffs on over here?
I'm not putting any handcuffs on there, but if you do that in normal states, like, I don't know, this one, you do get handcuffs put on you.
Which seems wild with how far south we are, but anyway.
Well, we're still in North Carolina. South Carolina, different set of rules.
I do like the troll in South Carolina from time to time.
I don't want to know what you do in South Carolina. Just remember, age of consent is 15, not 14. And that is age, not teeth.
You have no idea how close I was to hanging out outside Corzone's school dance on Saturday night. The boys had me going. I was about to head on there and, you know, look for my next girlfriend.
I noticed you're wearing shorts, so I don't see an ankle bracelet, so apparently you changed your mind.
Hey. 18, man. I got standards.
Where are they? Are they in Canada? Or did you leave them in Messina?
There are no standards in Messina, New York.
That is definitely true.
That's what makes it so beautiful up there.
Beautiful. There's one word I wouldn't put with Messina. But anyway, Waterston moves up to second place, 3-1. He got 485 combined points for the season, and OJ's Pro Bowler, Josh, falls to 10th place, 459 points on the season. Not a lot there, but he's taking a lot of points to get. A lot of shots to the face for him.
He must like that.
He does. Moving on to the second closest matchup of the weekend. Two of the my favorite names in the league here with the Howard Stern references all over the place. Hit him with the hind, takes it 112-108 over.
Oh, yeah, dropping loads.
So, dropping loads, got Showtime Mahomes, or Game of Mahomes, as I like to call him, from Waterston. And, no, he got him, yes, Waterston. Yes, Waterston is where the trade came from.
Correct, sir.
Correct, yes. Double-checked myself.
Glad to see the commission is on board with what's happening in the league.
Well, as I discussed earlier, 30% of my time was going to the league, 70% to the Cubs, 100% of time.
So you're on the payroll for the Cubs, eh?
Well, you see, there's a lot of things you got to do when you're watching the Cubs games. First, it's like a 3.5-hour game per night.
Jerk off to Rizzo's face, or?
No, I mean, if you're going to pick a player, it's going to be Baez. God, Christ, look at the guy. The Greek god, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, you have a little bit of Hispanic flair in you, don't you?
Well, you know, just get that salsa, like them hot.
Yeah, Katie, watch out for the cleaning ladies around here. or boys.
Or boys. That's what there is to look at. This was 112-108, so a close matchup. Came down to Monday night, but just couldn't get it done. Mahomes needed another touchdown pass, and he would have put him past there. But, again, hit him with the high moves to 3-1, third place, putting a solid league together with their freaking quarterback out of Michigan State University, Kirk Cousins. How is this possible?
I don't get Bobby Thomas whatsoever.
Oh, please expand, because I don't think anyone does.
I mean, in all my years knowing him before fantasy football, he doesn't seem like he really follows football. But he comes in and he just wins. And it pisses me right off.
Is that because you don't win?
Oh, I never win. I am bad.
What is worse, your fantasy football skills or Watterson's goals against average this weekend?
Ooh, I'm going to have to take my fantasy football skills on that one. That's, you know, any other weekend, probably me. But, tough one. Tough timing with coming off the double weekend games here.
Yeah, well, it happens sometimes. You know, it's
But then again, when he's taking clappers from your all-star at the hash marks.
They hit the crossbar.
Yeah, because he knows where he's shooting.
That's what I heard. He knows exactly where he's shooting. Never yeah. made a mistake in his life.
No. I mean, I bet you he meant to hit that crossbar.
I would assume so. It's to send a message.
Yeah? Well, so, what was the message in the 10-2 game with 5 minutes to go?
That we could have had 11?
Yeah.
See, I told the boys to pour it on. I needed the over. I needed to cover. We needed them pitchers.
I still blame Boyle for that one.
Yep, you can blame your own teammate for that. That's not my fault. The wager was made. I just had to do my part to make sure we got there. So it just parts of that happened. But really, if you wouldn't have started Showtime, dropping loads could have won this game with Deshaun Watson getting 32 points on the bench, 10 more than Mahomes. That's the difference right there. But I want to give Bobby some sage advice here. Krupp, good player. He's averaging 25 points per game, yet Bobby refuses to start him.
Who the fuck is that?
He's right there on the bench.
You say Krupp? Can you please find the R in his last name for me?
It's Krupp.
Or Cup.
Why would we put Cup with a K? We aren't Russian.
There's no R in his name, Dave. K-U-P-P. It's fucking Cup.
Cup, sup, whoop, whatever. Fucking start the guy.
I've never even heard of him. This is new to me.
He's averaging 25 points a game.
Well,
this is why you suck at fantasy football. You don't know who he is.
It's a fair statement.
Exhibit A. Let's go through the weeks that Cup has had, because it is. Oh, he's in the starting lineup for this week. It looks like he's learned from his ways. First week 17, second week 12, third week 16, this week 37. That's better than any wide receiver you have on your team.
No, you're damn right. It's better than both two of them combined.
Yes. So, number 18, Cooper Kupp. Who the fuck named his first name Cooper? And why didn't they start that with a K, too? So it'd be KK. Give him his middle name Kiki. I mean,
that would have been 4 Ks.
Well, he's a white wide receiver. He might as well be.
Yeah, well.
I mean, just like that Cooper guy for Philadelphia, basically the same dude, probably.
This is getting dark quick over here.
No, it's getting white. He's white.
Just like your neighborhood. I was driving through. It is.
It's gated, Craig.
There's not a lot of diversity around here.
It's gated, Craig.
I know.
I mean, yes, that's it happens, all right?
Just observations, you know, from an outsider.
My old house was in the ghetto. My new one is not.
Yeah, well, that's very true. I used to live there.
Yeah, go to the Circle K after midnight. Tell me how it is.
No, thank you.
Exactly. So, dropping loads, moves to 9th place, 2-2. Bobby moves to 3rd place, 3-1, with 482 combined points for the season.
Yeah, that's got to help that trade. Everybody bitching about it, and loses when he picks up Mahomes. So,
yeah, because if you look at it, Deshaun Watson and Mahomes are basically the same exact player,
right? But if he started Deshaun Watson, he would have won.
Correct. I made that point 6 minutes ago before you started badgering me about the name Cup.
Okay, well, you distracted me with your shit poor pronunciation.
It's not pronunciation, it's lack of reading.
It's lack of intelligence.
Ah, the intelligence is there. The reading is not.
Well, I'm going to argue those go hand in hand.
You know...
You're gay too!
That's what I think about that.
Fair enough.
We will come back to this after our first commercial break. Thank you. This week's episode of Tea Time is brought to you by special sponsor...
Okay, I'll get my racket.
On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
You kids go ahead.
I
want to
have a talk with your old
grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
You don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. We'll let you in on a little secret. Here we are. Zoops, I crap my pants.
Zoops, I crap my pants? I've heard of those. Do they work?
Oops, I crap my pants. I'll perform every bladder and bowel control product on the market today. Here, let me show you. Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how a super thick cloth filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I crap my pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I crap my pants are biodegradable. Now that's good for the environment.
How do you know so much about oops, I crap my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Thanks, oops, I crap my pants.
If you go to the pharmacist and just say, oops, I crap my pants. From Dr. Again.
Welcome back to Tea Time. Moving on to our next matchup. Another main event bout here came down right to the wire on Monday Night Football. Goldberg, the goalie, came out victorious 113-105 over Twat Swats.
It's good to see Whitey get a win this weekend.
Well, you know, he went the hard way to get it.
Yeah, if I'm Boyle, this one hurts. Whitey not playing a defense or a kicker, because why the fuck not, and still wins.
Yeah, kickers, defenses, totally overrated, don't need that shit. But in his defense, Carolina, by not playing, was actually better than Minnesota's defense.
Yep. That's it's a good swing right there.
That is where Minnesota's defense is right now. A vaunted defense all last year, talk of the league, toast of the town, getting embarrassed 2 weeks in a row, giving up, 34 to the Buffalo Bills. And now
they get bent over by Buffalo, they start crumbling.
Well, anytime you lose to Buffalo in anything, I think you suck.
Josh Allen is tall.
He's got big hands.
And he looks great in shorts.
Great in shorts. So, DraftJoshAllen.com 2.0 coming to a website near you. Not much else to say about this matchup other than Jared Goff is for real.
Yeah.
It's amazing this guy puts up this many kind of points. Kind of a laughing stock when he got drafted, when he had Jeff Fisher as his coach. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we can't start him. He's fragile. He's not very good. He's not picking up the offense. Well, as soon as you fucking left town, coach, he's been putting up numbers and winning football games.
He sure has. And Twatswats, Ridley back there in his flex, I have him in my other league, and he's becoming a nice gem. He had a slow first couple of weeks, but the last two, he's really started picking up, catching some touchdowns. So that's going to be a nice little piece for the Twatty moving forward here.
Yeah, I think so. He's kind of cemented himself as wide receiver two on that league or team behind Julio, kind of replaced Sanu over there. Although Sanu had a great game, actually Julio had the shit game this week. But with whatever the asshole's name is, Matt Ryan, you know they're starting to really put that together down in Atlanta, putting up a lot of points. And they'll probably contest for that division, although they are 1-3, so it's hard to say that division. Hey, kind of up for grabs.
There's plenty of good teams out there that are 1-3 right now, Dave. Including the good old Tallahassee Warhawks.
Oh yeah, they're a 1-3 juggernaut, is what I like to call them. You know, least amount of points in the league, but that's no big deal. That's just perfect. On the bench, Cooks was on the bench, left for Twat Swats, 25 points.
That's a tough one.
That's probably the difference in the game when you look at a other wide receiver that had 11. Mike Evans, though, is a must-start. Really can't fault him on that. But
I could say the same about Brandon Cooks.
Well, then who are you going to drop off there, Ridley or John Brown, who had 20 points?
Yeah, well, that's true.
You know what that sounds to me? Sounds like she's trading a wide receiver to someone that needs him.
Ooh, hey. And may I say I am open for business.
Yeah, you've been open for business since you were 16.
Very true. Not a lot of takers.
Yeah, not a lot of takers. Just like 7-Eleven might not always be doing business, but I'm always open.
That's right.
So that is what we got there. The big question for Goldberg's team moving forward is, what does Ingram do in New Orleans? Coming back off suspension, he's on the bench. He had was a great running back, too, last year. But my man, AK-41, is taking the majority of those playing time, putting up tons of yards, touchdowns, and everything else. I'm not sure Ingram really factors into their offense plans anymore.
Well, that's probably true, but I'm going to go ahead and say he's still probably better than the New York Jets running back he's got up there in the starting position.
Oh, but he wipes his ass with the football.
2-2, and one of your starting running backs plays for the New York Jets. You're doing pretty good.
Well, I mean, he beat Josh 1 week, and now he beat Twat Swat, so, I mean...
Well, yeah. So not a strong resume there.
Not a great resume, but 2-2, seventh place, holding on to a playoff position, and Twat Swat's Boyle falls to 2-2, sixth place. 500 points for Boyle this season, 497 for Goldberg, but definitely moving in the right direction, maybe. You know, it's hard to say. But
still early, Dave. Still early.
1/3 of the season and has been passed, so I don't know if it's that early.
Some of us need to believe it, Dave. Why don't you just let us be?
Yep. Well, okay. You keep believing that you have a chance. Speaking of chance, the next matchup is near and dear to your heart, I think. What are these two teams called over here?
Oh, the Tallahassee Hot Hogs?
Oh, yeah, they suck, right?
They are horrible.
Still the defending champion, Wicklund.
Yep. Put me in my place this week. Wasn't even close. I'm not good, Dave. I'm just not good.
Yeah, let's look at the... I was looking at your roster, and there's a core of a problem here. And it's in the running back position.
There is a that's the only one you found?
Well, combined points from running backs was less than 7.1 points from running backs.
Yeah, very true.
I don't think that's good.
No. No, it's not. Not good at all. My top running back this year did have a bye week, so I'm going to choose to believe that it would have been a different story if he was in the starting lineup and would have been a little bit closer. But probably still would have lost because... Once again, I suck.
It is painfully obvious that the only thing you have on your team is your tight end has a giant wrench that I've seen on NFL Network.
Oh, he's got a big dick?
Oh, huge.
I mean,
with all those letters in that
name.
Two
last names. You better be packing heat.
You gotta have that fucking heat down there if you got two last names.
Well, he's black, right?
Well,
that's a given. I could say half my team's got a freaking big wrench, Dave. Come on now.
That's not necessarily true. You got Aaron Rodgers.
I bet you he's got a decent one.
I don't think so. You mean he's going to be good-looking, talented, and a big dick? That's just not fair.
It never is, Dave. But yeah, here we are, living life. I'm not talented, got no money, with a tiny-ass dick. And
but you have a bicycle pump.
I do have a bicycle pump.
I mean, if we were judging wins by bicycle pumps.
Someone's got to work the circus, Dave.
Working something. Literally, you might get sent out of this league to somewhere else.
You know, the only thing more pitiful than my fantasy football game is my ability to overcome a hangover.
Yeah, I did notice you were missing from the game on Sunday. Can you explain yourself?
No. I'm going to blame Amo and Boyle. They got me pretty shitty drunk on Saturday night, and I did not recover.
Did not? You couldn't... The game was at 6 o'clock, Craig.
I picked up my car Monday morning. The Uber lady drove me with my briefcase from work at 9 a.m. to get my car at the rink on Monday.
You know, it's also, I had to get a phone call from Josh, actually. Hey, can you take me to hockey? He's like, why don't you just drive? He's like, well, my car's still at the rink from last night. So that's the kind of Saturday night it was.
Yeah, we got into something.
Got into something. What was it? Yeah. Something.
You have a big penis?
What? Well, no, but thanks for asking.
Elmo wanted to know.
Random. I'm not good. My defense sucks. My running backs are in trouble. Aaron Rodgers, with his half-broken body still playing, is not doing me any favors. I'm open for business.
Well, you could have started Case Keenum, because he's a great one.
Fuck me. Some of Josh's wacky trades that he offered before week one are really starting to look enticing now. I should have taken them, because I'm just not good. Not good at all.
But it's
only up from here. You're right. You can't go any further down in the basement. Sausage Mittens is in the basement.
Yes, you could go one spot lower, but if you went by points for the season, you are dead last. By 30 points. By 10 points per week, you're dead last.
Well, you know, I always like to lean heavily on my defense, and they're just not pulling through for me this season.
Yeah, the defense is not working. 4 points out of your defense, Williams, I mean, you didn't have any bench players that could have helped you.
Well, no, I had some of my starters on bye weeks. Oh, you know, what can you do? It's just one of those weeks, you know?
Oh, yeah, one of those weeks. He's had four of those weeks so far.
just three, Dave. Just three.
Three, all right.
Well, I got to win.
The week you won with one of the 100 points, all right?
Hey, and I won.
Yeah, well, now it's time to talk about some good teams. This was definitely the main event of the weekend. Ginger Jesus versus Balls Deep, the Furries.
That's got to hurt.
What part do you think hurt?
Well, the fact that you probably didn't spit on it before you really took him to town in a high-flying matchup. What I would give to just beat my projected points by one. And he beats it by... 40 and still can't win? Holy shit.
Yes. Did a little research. The two highest point totals in the league this year are this matchup.
And he left 27 points with Amari Cooper on the bench.
Yeah. Amari Cooper, you put Amari Cooper in there for Josh Gordon, and you have a super close game that I can't do the math on. I would have lost.
That's not surprising, Dave.
That I can't do the math, that I would have lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It would have been 187 to 184, and I would have lost that matchup. Now, funny story is, I tried to trade Josh Gordon from his team for Tyler Boyd, and if you look there, Tyler Boyd had 21 points, Josh Gordon had 5. But he told me I was crazy, which I probably am, because Josh Gordon's going to get more points later this year. But key matchups.
Well, I have a theory here. Looking at Balls Deep's roster, as a man from Buffalo himself, Joseph, the Buffalo gods are probably not happy with him. And I'm looking down this roster, and I see multiple New England players. And that's just – it's a part of Bills Mafia. You try and stay away from that in the fantasy world. It hardly ever works out for us. And I'm almost going to have to say he had it coming.
He definitely had it coming. More record-setting pace for Ginger Jesus. 184 is the highest league total in the history of the league. 3 seasons, highest single week total.
Did you suck yourself off last night to that stat, or?
Oh, no, it was Monday night I did that.
Yeah.
Tuesday, uh-huh. I mean, it was whatever. But I woke up after watching my man, the best tight end in the business that's not named Gronk, get 20 points, and this took care of business.
You sure did. Just strong up and down that lineup.
Well, I mean, what else can you do there?
Well, yeah, I mean, he didn't leave really anything on the bench, so.
Yeah, not much to leave on the bench, except for my starting quarterback that was about bye week. There's that guy who was on the bench.
Yeah, well, I mean, Carson Wentz is.
He's the best backup
Well, and he could be a starter. Hey, welcome to be a starter on my team.
Well, you can trade me Aaron Rodgers for him.
I might just have to do that. Shake things up, you know?
Send a message that anyone is ready to be traded at any given time. That's what I would say. But, I mean, once again, 4-0, sitting here.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I kiss excellence.
I can't wait for you to lose so hard.
But when's that going to be?
I mean, who do you have this week?
Sausage Mittens.
Oh, fuck.
So let's count that as 5-0.
Yeah.
I'm favored to win every matchup the rest of the season. I did the numbers, did the math.
Well, gosh, I hope somebody tears an ACL on your team. I hope two guys do.
Well, unless it's AK-41, I think I'm going to be okay. But you're right. If he tore his ACL, that's going to be the end of that night because he is a fucking monster.
Yep.
There is nothing that can stop AK-41 coming in there, putting up 40 points a week, just blowing shit away, just going to the Big Easy, just gashing holes, putting up points.
he sure is. But, hey, he's got whatchamacallit coming back this week, so maybe
maybe he'll lose 5 points and be down to 35 points a game.
Hey, your downfall's going to start somewhere, bud.
I mean, really, you look at that. 180 points. I could take 8 guys off my team and still beat you. You could just take – I'd take 3 players. I could take AK, Jones, and my quarterback, and I wouldn't beat you.
I mean, I'm not lying when I say I am horrible at fantasy football. I'm in 3 leagues.
Let me tell you why I suck.
Fair enough. I am 1-3 in all 3 leagues. It's – at some point, you got to sit in front of a mirror and look yourself in the eye and say, hey, bud, you fucking suck at this. And I do, yet I keep coming back.
It's that personal growth moment when you realize that when – it happened to me in hockey when I was like 16 or 17 when I got in fights all the time, and I realized it might not be everybody else on the ice. It might just be me.
I mean, at some point, you got to get tired of getting beat up, right?
It didn't happen a ton, but I mean, Burrell hasn't.
Would you play in a girls' league? I mean, how are you winning fights?
With skill and strategery, Craig. If they don't see your hand coming, they don't know it's coming. Speaking of fucking hockey, because now I just remembered something that I'm fucking furious about. Tom Wilson got 20 fucking game suspension. A 20-game suspension for a clean fucking hit. Keep your goddamn head up coming across the middle, and you won't get put in the fucking hospital. It's not that hard. It's ridiculous. One quarter of a season. That's $1 million+ out of his pocket for knocking some fucker out that has head down coming across the middle. I don't give a shit. Wake up.
Wow, you just got really, really angry there.
This is just another example of the left fucking media ruining goddamn everything. You got the fucking football. You can't sack a quarterback because God knows who he might hurt his ankle. And then you got the fucking hockey. You can't fucking fist fight anymore because, oh shit, someone might get a concussion. Well, you know what? They know what they're fucking doing. They're not afraid of it. It's fucking you pussies at home on your goddamn couch complaining, bitching, whining. That is what's wrong with fucking America. All these goddamn soccer moms like, my son's gonna get hurt. You can't do this shit. We used to play football. We used to play outside. I rode a fucking bike without a helmet. I fucking had 3 concussions before I was 10. But guess what? I'm still fucking here. I didn't die. It's not that fucking bad. You skin some knees. You get hurt once in a while. Hockey is meant to be played rough. Head down, coming across the middle, you should get laid the fuck out. Guess what? In my day, when I was a fucking peewee doing that shit, you know who would have gotten in trouble for that? Me, because I was so stupid coming across the middle like that. But no, Tom Wilson, 20 fucking games. Bullshit. Now, that guy's a scumbag. He is a scumbag. He's a piece of shit. I hate the Capitals. It's still bullshit that he gets 20-game suspension, $1 million out of his bank account because, oh, I fucking put my head down and came across the middle like a little bitch. Fucking horse shit. Ruining goddamn hockey. All you need to do is let fist fighting go again because, guess what? That wouldn't happen one time and Tom Wilson got his fucking head caved in and he wouldn't go at guys like that. But it was still a clean fucking hit. It's bullshit. I fucking had enough.
And that rant was brought to you by Fox News. Oh, fuck boy. You, pussies on the left.
It's goddamn holy everything. Shit. It's everything. I saw a lawsuit for some Missouri mom that's suing because her son got cut from the high school soccer team. Guess what? He's fucking bow-legged and he can't run, so he can't play soccer. I don't give a shit. Be better or toughen up. This is what's wrong with this fucking country right now.
Dave's face is redder than his fucking beard. I'm not even joking. He is so pissed off right now.
Hockey starts tonight. I'm supposed to be excited. But we're going to see a bunch of fucking pansies chipping the puck up the boards, not doing anything because, you can't fight, can't fucking hit.
What about that lady that's suing Brooks Koepka and whoever of the golf. She got her eye blown out in the Ryder Cup.
Dude, okay, so you're sitting there in the goddamn gallery. Oh, look, a golf ball's coming at my head. Maybe I should fucking duck. No, you dumb French bitch. You took it right off the bucket. And I don't care that your eye got caved in. Really? That sucks. Buy a fucking helmet. I don't care. Life is fucking hard. Life sucks.
I know. Gave you red hair. Yeah. Rolled the punches, right?
Yeah, and I've overcome. I fucking overcame that. You can overcome a fucking eye socket and get blown out. That ball came 350 yards in the air. You didn't see it coming? That's your own damn fault.
I couldn't agree more, Dave.
Sometimes you're the hammer. Sometimes you're the fucking nail. Learn to live with it.
Well spoken. You should teach America's youth, bud.
Oh, I wouldn't last 5 minutes in a classroom with these fucking kids. I don't know how Wick does it. I'd be bitch slapping them all over the place.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how he does it.
Maybe.
Because he's a little teddy bear on the ice just getting walked around all over the place.
Oh snap.
We don't play you guys for like 6 more weeks. You'll forget. I'll send Larkin over there. Yeah.
We got a grudge match coming up next time we play, so.
Oh, yeah, I mean.
Don't wake the bear, you know, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's you can call it a grudge match. You can't call it a rivalry because rivalry's got to be closer than 10 goals.
Ah, boys, we got to take it to this asshole next time.
Do what you can. I can sit on the bench and just coach. That's my best feature. I don't even have to step on the ice.
Talk about self-awareness, folks.
The only rules on my team. Be better than me. That's the only rule to make the team.
We're like having like a therapy session here with ourselves. We're both coming to some harsh realizations about where we fall short in life.
Oh, you know what? It's like I said, it's been a long week. The fucking Cubs got 3 hours of sleep.
It's Wednesday, Dave.
And it's already a long week. You know, so it's all the Cubs had to do was win fucking Saturday, Tuesday, or Monday. They had 3 chances to win. They scored 3 fucking runs in those 3 games. That's it.
Most people would have said Saturday, Monday, or Tuesday. But
I couldn't remember which order the games come in. I couldn't even figure what day it is. I'm all confused. Podcast room recorded yesterday, but my schedule got in the way because I had to watch a fucking Cubs game. Clearly, that was a dumb idea. Fucking now I can't sleep. Been up all night. Had to work today. Dealing with dumb motherfuckers all goddamn day. Stupid people that don't even know how to fucking wash their own dishes. And they was like, oh, what's wrong with this? Shut up, bitch. You're fucking rich. Deal with it. This is how much it costs to fix. Just go.
It's the Rush Limbaugh show? Holy fuck, man. This is turned into something different now.
You got me all wound up talking about Tom Wilson getting fucking suspended.
No, sir. You got yourself wound up.
The guy's a scumbag, but still, 20 games for that hit. Did you see the hit? Is that not ridiculous?
I did not. It's preseason hockey. I don't watch that shit.
Well, I didn't see the fucking game. I saw the hit after it said, oh, it's 20 games. I was like, oh, it was a 20-game suspension. That gets your attention.
I didn't even hear a 20-game suspension, so.
Fucking... What's that guy's name that hit brochure in the head? Marty McSorley didn't get a 20-game suspension. He hit him in the head with a hockey stick.
The good old days, eh?
Holy shit. This kind of stuff wouldn't have flown in the 70s when Bobby Clark was breaking ankles on Russian guys. Why? Oh, he's better than me, so I'm going to break his fucking ankle.
We don't play in the Federal League anymore, do we?
Oh, fuck. I'm done. I'm done. Next week, episode 5. Promise to have a new guest. Schedule will be a little lot easier.
Holy shit. Do we have anything to look forward to this coming week?
Oh, yeah. Here's what we got to look forward to. I'm sorry. Go over the schedule. You got me all wound up. I'm fucking fired. So we got a Ginger Jesus versus Sausage Bittens. We can tell you who wins that game. No problem. Tallahassee Warhogs versus Balls Deep. That one should be pretty good.
Damn right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're going to lose.
Battle of Buffalo right there.
Probably the big marquee matchup there. Oh, we got a couple, actually. Wooderson versus Mr. W. That's going to be pretty decent.
It'll be pretty good, yeah.
Keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
All right, all right, all right.
Yep, that's correct. We got Goldberg versus Crazy Canadians. Both teams sitting at 2-2. And battling twat swats. Think Bobby's going to go back to reality there in that one. Probably lose another matchup.
Well, you say that, yet he always wins.
Not at life.
Not well. I mean, he did have 3 girls.
Well, that's... It is what it is sometimes, Craig. Sometimes you just can't finish.
Sometimes. Hey, where's the dog?
She just came in the house, actually. The better half just arrived, and she's got the dog.
Oh. Where? She took the dog to work, or...?
Daycare.
I'm sorry. What's that?
Well, you see, when you have a fur baby...
Wait. What was that last word?
Fur baby. It's the dog.
Holy fuck, man.
It's It's domestic life, bud. We're in the suburbs.
Just Jesus, Jesus Christ. That word just came out of your mouth.
Yeah, well, that happens. And then last matchup of the next week is... heading against the O.J. Parole Board. They got O.J. Parole Board favored by 9 points.
Is it all right for me to start rooting for guys to lose so that I'm not way down there by myself?
Well, you should be rooting for me this week so you make sure Sasha Wisdom doesn't get his first
one. Well, I mean, who needs to root in that? I mean, that's automatic, but, you know, Josh losing the state and that 1-4 to you know, greet me at 1-4 would be great.
Yeah, well, you got a chance to win. You're only minus 20 or plus 20.
Look at you finding optimism after that 20-minute rant.
I'm just trying to calm down. I mean, but speaking of plus 20, lost 6 bets in real life this week, so I got to pay my bookie this week. That's not good. Jason, I'll see you on Tuesday.
you said I didn't have to. Yeah, well, guess who he hired to be the muscle, so you better pay up, bitch.
Well, oh, it's you? Oh, shit. Right. Hey, just extend my credit then. It's no big deal. So, we've had enough. We're sitting here at 43 minutes, haven't even put the intro in. We've talked enough. I'm just a little upset.
Deep breaths, Dave. Deep breaths.
It's going to be all right. All right.